All right, so you heard me talking to that young man. Folks, you're being deceived by false American Christianity. This place links to Roman Catholicism, the pagan blasphemous mass, false gospels, worldliness. Toby Mac is a music whore selling the things of God. Jesus made a whip for that in John 2. You can't be of the world and of Jesus Christ, neighbor. Repent and seek the kingdom of God. All right. I got to rejoice here. Let me go walk over by Sister Amen. I got to rejoice. I'm preaching out here. We only been out here a couple hours. There's a young man in a red shirt and black shorts that comes up. Saw him standing there. And he's listened for the longest time. And then I took a break. This is awesome, Sister Amen. Mm-hmm. I took a break and he came over and we talked. And he said, the first thing he said, I got to be honest with you. He said, my parents bought me a ticket to this place. He said, I've been listening to what you're saying about it. He said, I'm not going in. He said, I got to go rethink all of this. And he left. And he stood and talked to me for like two 40-minute sessions. One guy said, yeah, I'm going to take you out of here. Right in front of this big guy. He goes, I'm going to take you out of here. And I said, what'd you say, sir? I said, you think I'm afraid of you? He's like, I'll take you out of here if I have to. His wife grabbed him and pulled him away.
Yeah, I was witnessing to a woman that saw that.
Yeah.
And that proved a point that I was talking
yeah.
to her about.
How fleshly this place is. And this young man, his name is Adam, he said, I'm going to go test everything. He goes to some non-denominational church and he goes, yeah, it's worldly. You know what he said, Sister Amen? He said, what breaks my heart is he said, we're inside the sanctuary singing to God. He said, and everybody acts holy. He said, we come in the foyer where the coffee bar is. And he said, everybody's gossiping, talking mm-hmm. worldly. He said, they don't want the things of yep. God. Praise God, Sister Amen. He left. And he said he's going to go into the scriptures, and he said, you'll hear from me. He said he's going to email. He said he's going to test everything. I'm watching him walk away right now.
Yeah,
he saw me preaching the oracles of God. It's not me. It's the gospel of God, the doctrines, the spirit of God. And he's leaving, and I'm watching him. He's going all the way to his car, and he's going to waste this $80 ticket his parents bought him to go study the scriptures.
He saw women mocking as I was preaching the people
yep.
going by. He saw that and he was watching.
Yeah, amen.
So, you can see the fruit of it all.
Just a praise report. Anybody who thinks that street preaching doesn't work, we just found one sheep today right there in the first 2 hours we're out here. Sister Amen says three?
Possibly three. There was two women together that were very nice and they were listening, and I told them to test all that because they said they were going in. Another woman said, you know, you've given me a lot to think about. She
Good.
Said, I've been thinking about things like this.
Awesome.
So she thanked me.
So this is why we go. Awesome. Thank you, Sister Amen, for sharing that. This is why we go, because thousands will walk by us and mock and ignore. One guy just wanted to beat me up. Another guy was in my face yelling at me. But then we get these sheep that see what we're doing, and they go and they test the scriptures. Don't let anybody ever tell you that street preaching doesn't work, that lifting up Christ in the streets doesn't work. Preacher means public crier. Goes in the streets and tells the truth about the gospel, who Christ is, holiness and obedience. Not this worldly false churchianity and corrupt ways called Life Fest that is not going to help you into the kingdom of God. Thank you, Father. It's all of Him using us for your glory.